Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock. Ta-da! Okay. Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. I have no idea what just happened. All I know is I sat down here like I normally do, and, you know, the usual 10 minutes late, and then you hit go, and then all of a sudden, the next thing I know, Diana, the Queen of the Forest, is in here saying, hey, your microphone's real bad. So I'm like, oh, I don't know. What the hell happened? I'm doing it no different than what I've done for the past 520-some shows. Strange. Okay, well, you know, you do what you do in the tech industry. Shut it all down and start over. You know, have you ever dealt with that guy at the workplace? Did you try turning it off and turning it back, restarting your computer? No. And then they, stupid. Oh, okay. So then you do it, and then it works. Well, so then I tried it again, and then it worked. Oh, yeah, sounds good, but it's not on Facebook. Huh? What? Another glitch in the matrix. I have no idea. Started it again, so then the people on Facebook are like, we never had take two. Well, I know, because you didn't see it. YouTube folks saw it. Periscope video people saw it. I'm like, oh, great. So then I did it again, and here we are. Number three. Yeah, okay, late start. Oh, my God. So pretend that didn't happen. I'm going to start all over. Again, I've got a lot of fun things to talk about today, so just pretend that it did not happen. I know these dogs haven't minded a bit. O'Neal is actually sleeping like his front legs are out straight. And I've never seen him sleep like that. He's like he's Frankenstein. Can you see that? Look at him. He looks so uncomfortable. His arms are straight out like that. My God. All right. The live stream in all of its glory. Brought to you by my friends at Blue Frost IT, who gave me the knowledge to be able to go and restart my computer. Holy crap. Thank you to Alan over at Blue Frost IT. He's always there for me. If I was about to call him, I said, if I don't get it on this take, you gotta help me. They manage all aspects of your network. So that's what I'm talking about there. But that's not all they do, okay? The full spectrum IT consulting and support community able to offer a broad range of services to their clients to ensure all aspects of their network is managed and secure. Okay, it's a long list of amazing things that they do. So if you're in the workplace, either you are the man or the woman, or you're working for the woman or the man, remember Blue Frost IT. Network administration, new office setups and moves, office rewires, network drops, network wall jacks. All of these things, it requires expertise and skill. Don't try to do it on your own. Backup and disaster recovery planning and implementation, wireless and network security. And that's just the start of the list. If you need more information, 616-200-8550 for your business or your home. You might just need them for something home-related. Also, just drop an email, info@bluefrostit.com. Some of you already heard that. You heard it with the terrible microphone, so you get it twice. See, it worked out. Then there is my friends at the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. This is where the bottom dropped out earlier on the show. I'll continue this. NMLS number 3035. If you need a mortgage, please call on Mario. Okay? You may have someone you've dealt that you've dealt with in the past. All I'm asking is that you give him just a chance. Okay? And if he wins you over, well, then great. Everybody's happy. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. You can get to their website by going to mine, ericzaneshow.com, and then you are in business. And then my friends at Horizon Hydroponics, if you're growing anything indoors, fruits, vegetables, I don't know, flowers, succulents, cannabis, Horizon Hydroponics, H-O-R-I-Z-E-N, hydroponics.com. Great online platform. Go look at the products that they sell. And if you buy online and your order is $250 and over with, you know, just a couple of lights, you're going to be over that. No problem. They'll ship it anywhere in the United States for free. Use my coupon code Zane Show at checkout. You will save 10%. Thank you, Horizon Hydroponics. This show comes to you each and every day from the Baldwin Ace Hardware Fear Bunker Studio. The Eric Zane Show podcast for the 15th of February, 2021, begins now.
Good morning!
Zany ass.
He didn't care.
Here's a man who's usually wrong.
He didn't care.
But he doesn't care.
He didn't care.
Here's a man who
eat things that'll make a billy goat puke.
You're now rocking with the best. It's the Eric Zane Show podcast. And here's your host, Eric Zane.
Thank you, Kevin. You're a good man. Got a new intro from the Pellerito family. Thank you for that. It has not yet been made into an official intro with a music bed, but thank you. It was excellent. A lot of work being done in the Pellerito households for the Eric Zane Show podcast. Just one of the many ways that I am blessed with the assistance of you all. Okay, and I'll get to that, more on that in a second. How to get this show on a normal day. It starts a little closer to 8 o'clock. Rarely does it hit the scheduled 8 a.m. start time. It's usually a few minutes late. Today was weird. Anyway, facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page, brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid. Thank you. Like it with a thumbs up or a mad face or a confused face or whatever. And share that thing, please. I would love it very much if you would share the show so that other people can see it that may not have any idea what's going on. And then maybe they'll start to like it too. Of course, on Twitter, a Periscope video brought to you by Blue Frost IT. At Eric Zane Show on Twitter. Subscribe. I should say follow me on Twitter. And then retweet. Retweet what the live stream is doing whenever you're watching it with a nasty comment. I would appreciate to see something really mean about how I've become a fat ass. I don't know. I'm an idiot. I can't do anything right. Whatever. Make it. Be creative with your insults on me. I am encouraging this to happen. That is on Twitter, of course. And then on the almighty YouTube, brought to you by F45 in Byron Center. That's the place to work out. YouTube, Eric Zane Show. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the bell notifications. Crush the thumbs up button and off you go. And then, of course, wherever you get your podcasts, audio podcasts, whatever platform I'm on it, subscribe, rate, and review to the audio podcast. Listen to it whenever you want. Okay. Yes. My gosh, plenty to get to today. Just a hell of a weekend. Here's what's up. First of all, I have an email of the day brought to you by Forever Lawn West Michigan. You can always email the show in the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. What are we talking about today? Okay. let me just say this as a disclaimer. When it comes to cancel culture, I think people are getting a little bit too liberal with that word. Case in point. Mandalorian chick, Gina Carano, Cara Dune. That's not a cancellation. That's she got fired for being an asshole. Okay? Now, I know that half of you are like, oh my God, what she said was no problem. Well, that's not up to you or me to decide. It's not up to us to decide that at all. That's up to who signs her checks. So what she said when she compared Republicans to persecuted Jews, which is just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's not. There is no comparison. It's bullshit that she even said such a stupid thing. That is between her and her boss. If I go on the radio and say, hey, guess what? Hey, man, persecution of Republicans or Democrats or me or my dogs is the same as Jews. I'm going to get fired from that radio station. You know that. That is how it is. If you go to work at whatever job you have and you're in the break room and you're suddenly getting ready to eat your fucking Hot Pockets and you go, hey, guess what, guys? And you utter that same shit, you're going to get fired. That is not the same as canceling. Canceling is a grassroots effort by people trying, you know, the whole witch hunt thing, trying to do that. And sometimes there is a case to be made for that. Sometimes cancellations do need to occur. John Wayne at the airport in Southern California, the trophy or the big statue of John Wayne and all the crazy shit he said in the past. Well, fucking rip that statue down. Come on. Some of these Civil War assholes, rip that shit down. I mean, come on. That's just my opinion. You got yours. I get it. You can have your opinion. I can have mine. If you got your opinion, you don't like mine, well, make your own podcast and do a show about how stupid my opinions are. That's how you get shit done. You do it on your own. I'm considering bitching me, for God's sake. It's just my opinion. So some cancellations are okay, I feel cancellations on a case-by-case basis. Some are stupid. Some are not stupid. In the case of Star Wars chick, Mandalorian chick, absolutely she should have been fired. Fuck that bitch. What the fuck is wrong with her? It's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life. All right. Some I don't agree with. There are two today that we need to talk about. Very, very different, kind of, but still similar in some cases. Chris Harrison from The Bachelor. Oh, man. This guy is, he's handling it a different way. He has changed his tune, and it's just kind of gross the way he has, and it's horrible. I'll give you did you hear that? I stuttered weird. I'll give you the details on that as to what happened. It's terrible. And then the David Letterman thing. With Lindsay Lohan. He ain't saying anything, and I don't think he will. He doesn't have to. You can't cancel David Letterman. I'll discuss the problems and the ramifications with these two stories. Okay. Also, not really cancellation, just kind of crybaby-ish in a weird way, and I don't think there is one person in America that would agree with this crazy lady. The daughter of the guy who made the Super Bowl trophy, like the first one, like 1,000 years ago. The daughter of the guy who was a silversmith is furious with Tom Brady for throwing that trophy. When he, you just see that deal during the party when they were on the boats and Brady threw it from one boat to the next, and the tight end Brate caught it, and everyone went, yeah, all right, great. And the little kid, Brady's kid, was going, you could hear the kid going, Dad, no! Well, it worked out. No big deal. the daughter of the guy who made the thing is flipping out, and she's like speaking to the, if I'm the news guy who covered the story, I swear to God, I would have laughed right in her face. She is serious too. Okay, speaking of Super Bowl, that streaker who ran out on the field, this guy would have had like $350,000 if he could just shut his mouth, and he couldn't do it. He just could not shut his mouth. This guy had a huge, huge mouth, and it ended up costing him. I'm understanding that saying the word insurrection in the context of Trump is proving to be a real problem for some people. I'm not going to get into the entire impeachment acquittal because it's no fun to me. That's not why I'm here. Well, hell, some of the shit I'm talking about today isn't exactly fun. It's just ridiculous. When it comes to the whole impeachment thing, yeah, I don't want to say that, hey, I'm shying away from it, but it's like outside of sitting there saying half the people are pissed off, half the people are happy. You know, do we really need to test my expertise on impeachment and all of this shit? Because that's above my pay grade. Okay, I've said everything I wanted to say about this in the past. Go back and listen to it. You know, I mean, seriously, we're turning the page on him. Fuck it. It's over. Surprise. We have a listener PA prank to play for you. This one aimed at Kenny in Nashville. That's a surprise. You didn't know that. But yes, it is a PA prank aimed at Kenny in Nashville. If you've listened to the show for any amount of time, you will get the reference. Some of you will not. It's okay. I'll explain it. Hang on. Oh, my God. Okay, so that race happened last night, the Daytona 500. Side note, I don't follow this that much. Case in point, I've never heard of the winner, Michael McDowell. I have done a little bit of research on him, though. But funny thing happened when I was preparing dinner last night. I turned down the race. And I was confused because the race cars are going around and then all of a sudden they're going through what looks to be a road course. Serpentine turns. They described it as a chicane and the bus stop through the infield of Daytona. And then the cars kick back up onto the main track and they get up to the high rate of speed, and then they go back around, and then they cut into the infield, and they're going slower, and then there's a lot. It's really great action, too. I was like, wow, they changed the Daytona 500. I didn't know that. I know NASCAR has kind of, like, been experimenting with new things, you know, like bringing in black guys here and there. Totally kidding. Now I'm canceled. But anyway, you know, that's amazing. That's awesome. I like this. And then Justin, Jackie's boyfriend, he's like,
I don't think that's what it is. I think something's wrong. I don't know what that's weird. I hadn't heard that.
I go, yeah. And then I noticed in the corner it says weather delay, and I am not kidding you. I was convinced that was a mistake on the screen. Okay, that it said that the bug that said weather delay in the upper right, that was just errant, that I was actually watching the live race. It turns out I wasn't. And then I watched the finish, and then some guy spun one guy out, and then Kyle Busch squirts through, and he went, they go, look, and the Busch clash has been awarded, and Kyle Busch, I go, oh, and they're even, I'm so dumb. Justin, they're even calling the Daytona 500 the Busch clash. They've changed the name of it.
He goes, I don't think that's true. I think they're actually, I mean, it says weather delay. I think there's rain there, and they're just showing this from earlier in the week, speed week.
Because they do shit all week long leading up to the big race. That's what they were doing, and I couldn't figure that out. Oh, my God, embarrassing. I go, oh, yeah, you're right. Wake up this morning. They ended up running that race last night, late, really late, and this guy, Michael McDowell, wins it. Now, on the last lap, it was unbelievable. I think it was Joey Logano was in the lead. And then his teammate, same ownership, is Brad Keselowski. Am I getting this right? Corbett, and then Kozlowski got into the back end of Logano, and then kablam, pow, last lap, fire, cars, holy shit. And then this guy, this Michael McDowell, who's never won anything ever, okay, 36-year-old driver, something like that. He's never won. He hasn't won shit. For some reason, he's up at the front. They open it. It opens up like the Red Sea, you know. He's Moses. And then, zoom, there he goes. And they didn't even know if that the caution was going to allow him to get to the start-finish line to complete the lap, but it did. And he wins the Daytona 500, this guy. And it was incredible. He hasn't won anything ever, and so that was big. I was reading about this dude, this Michael McDowell, and this guy could very easily have been dead back in 2008. I was reading that he had an accident that was very similar to another racer, a guy by the name of Gordon Smiley, who died from an accident just like this. When this happened, the a portion of the vehicle got damaged. That's called the sway bar. And then his car went head on into the barrier. Now, this is the same type of barrier that used to be made out of concrete that killed Dale Earnhardt. So at 185 miles an hour, this is how amazing they've made changes to the safety for the drivers. 185 miles an hour into a solid concrete wall, you're dead. That did not happen, though. He went from 185 miles an hour to zero in 1 foot, okay, after they analyzed the crash. 185 miles an hour to zero in 1 foot. And this guy walked away with, hey, what the heck happened? Oh, my God. And despite all of that, what could have been very easily have killed him and would have been a basal skull fracture, just like Earnhardt, if they hadn't made the changes. So they described it because it hit the safe wall that they have made out of that special material. And then the car tipped onto its roof and barrel rolled 8 times, ignited on fire, shredding debris in all directions, stopped on its tires. And then as a result, the safety features of the barrier, the Hans device, and the Car of Tomorrow race car protected him. He walked away uninjured. Abs and waved to the stunned crowd. They're like, oh, no, man, this is a terrible thing. They're expecting, like, you know, somebody to walk up to the car and, like, throw out an arm and his head and a foot and then, you know, just light the rest of it on fire. And that's where he's cremated. But it was no big deal. In fact, he switched to a backup car and continued on in the race. Absolutely incredible. So that was just an amazing thing I saw about this dude. And again, he hasn't won anything. And here he is. He wins the Daytona 500 after Joey Logano and Brad Kozlowski crash on the final lap. So that was just so cool. Really, really great. For me, you know, I didn't need to watch any of this race. You know, I mean, I find this shit incredibly boring, except for the last lap and then doing the research to learn about these people. But my God, I cannot tell you how boring this shit is. Other than the last lap, this is all I need to do. NASCAR needs to just do a highlight package of the wrecks and the last lap. You can watch any race in 1 minute. But there you go. That's probably going to piss some of you off, too. Hey, don't talk about NASCAR, man. Don't dog NASCAR. But, all right. So that's in the books. Michael McDowell wins it. Valentine's last night. Yesterday, Valentine's Day, of course. I hope everything. I got a flurry of activity on Cameo yesterday. And, leading up to the weekend. And thank you for that. I really appreciate that. I did find out that if you hire me on Cameo, if you don't use the Cameo app, I didn't know this. You can hire me through the Apple, when you find Cameo on Apple, I guess. I'd never heard of that. If you use Apple, that explains the big chunk of the money leaving because Apple takes $4.50. Oh, my God. I only charge $15.99. And Cameo gets 25% of that. But then basically, if you did it through the Apple app, it screws me right in the butthole. So if you ever do this again, do it on the Cameo app. Download it to your phone and just find me on there. Or do it on your desktop or your laptop. All right. So that was cool. Thank you very much for all that. I even had one that I had to do for my own self. Chris made me do that. Thank you, Chris, to make fun of me. I have no shame, and I'm so hard up that I'll actually make fun of myself on Cameo, you bastards. Valentine's, my wife got me something, and here's the thing. And I am, I didn't ask this. She just got out in front of it. She goes, don't forget Jackie and Madison for Valentine's Day. I go, well, of course I won't forget that. Those are my daughters. Those are my Valentines, of course. And she goes, and I don't want anything. Seriously, Valentine's is stupid. I don't want anything. Now, I didn't ask and I didn't say I was or I wasn't. She just said it. Now, if you do that, because I know that sometimes guys say, what do you want for Valentine's Day? Which is a horrible question. You never ask her what she wants. And if she then says, oh, nothing, I don't want anything, then you better get her something. But my situation was different because she actually walked up to me. She goes, seriously, don't even waste the money. A stupid card, dumb flowers, dumb candy. I don't need any candy. Don't even waste your time. Okay. Felt a little weird. But she said it. So, all right. I'll honor that. Get something for the girls. They love that. And then while I'm writing out the greeting cards, hey, choose you, Jackie. I love you. You're dad. Diana comes into the room and she sets down a box. And there's something in the box she's gotten me and a card. And I'm like, well, now wait a minute here. You can't, I don't want anything. And she goes, just open it. So I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing? So I'm like, fine. I open up the card. I love you so much, you know, all that stuff. And you want it? And she got me something. And I'm going to show it to you right now. It's my show and tell. Okay. Queen of the Forest got me this for Valentine's Day. Some of you are going to know what this is when you see it. What is this, Zane? It looks like a step. It looks like maybe a hospital device or something. What's going on? No, it's not a C-ring, Tom. This is a squatty potty. Yes, Matt. By the way, congrats on the engagement. I'm very happy for you. You guys are a lovely couple. This is a squatty potty. This deal, this is for Valentine's Day. And you put this at the foot. I do put my feet on like the garbage can right now. And she's like, geez, no, you need this thing. And then it won't be in the way when I go to sit down in the middle of the night. Because apparently if your feet are elevated and you're almost sitting back on the toilet, your bowels will empty more. Yep, I got a squatty potty for Valentine's Day. Thank you, honey. Dirk says, romantic as balls. Kenny says, what the fuck is that, man? Yeah, that's what it is. Your feet go up, and because of the posture of your body, it makes it so that, you know, I mean, Kenny, you probably deal with this on a regular basis. You know, after eating 18 chili dogs the night before, and then you got to empty that out the next 24 hours later, does it ever feel like you still got, you know, half of the chili dogs still in your colon? That's because you're not seated appropriately on the toilet. You need the squatty potty. Look it up. All right. Excuse me. Damn it. I don't know what my problem is today. I said in the tease that I got bit by a dog. I did. I got bit twice yesterday. They're not gigantic, but it's enough to scare me because I've been bit before. And the dog's mouth is loaded with terrible things. If you get bit, if the dog breaks his skin with her mouth or his mouth, oh, God, take care of that. Wash the hell out of that. It all depends on how deep the wound is. And so this was dog tug of war, which all of you have seen at one point when I get this big ass rope and Bruce, Daisy, and O'Neill go at it at the same time. And Daisy always wins this. The dog, her jaw is as strong as hell, and she's stronger than both of those two combined. So they're fighting. And then the hardest thing to do is to get them to convince them that the fight is over. And there's only one way to do this. First of all, you don't put your hands down by especially Daisy's mouth. Bruce is pretty strong, too. O'Neill, he's kind of a puss. The only way to get them out of the tug of war is you have to talk to them. If you don't say these exact words, it won't work. And it's even this is difficult because you're going, okay, you did it. You did it. Oh, yay, you did it. And it has to be that tone. And you have to tell her, especially, that she did it. And then she kind of like slowly releases her grip. And then she's like, but she's still really agitated. Then you take the rope and you put it way up high so they can't get it. That's the only way to get these dogs out of the tug of war. And you have to keep an eye on it because, especially Bruce and Daisy, if they get too pissed, Daisy will bite him on the face. And it's not pretty. You don't want Daisy to bite you. She has gotten me before on the arm very, very badly, and I had to go to the hospital. That was when we had that other rescue named Kira, and Daisy kept getting into a fight with Kira. And I, at that time, got in by their mouths, and that's how I got bit. That's when I learned you never put your hands near where the mouth is. You grab their back legs and lift them in the air. Like, if there's ever two dogs fighting and you want to break them up, calmly have one person grab back legs and the other person, hopefully you'll have two people grab the back legs and lift them up. They will let go. Works every time. I learned that from Lisa at Doggone Spoiled in Jenison, Michigan. Thank you, Lisa. So, but I still know how to get them free of the tug of wars. It's just playtime, okay? But Daisy, she throws me a curveball and I get her jaw free of the rope. And then she's like, I still want to take one more bite at it. So she lunges at it with the open mouth like a shark. And guess what's in her mouth? My finger. Clunk. Ah! Right away. And so, but it wasn't a direct hit. And it's not a meaty portion of my hand. So it's only going to go so deep before it stops at the bone, which it did. But I'm like, oh, God. Get my hand out of there. It hurts like shit. I'm like, okay, now let's, okay, you did it. I'm trying to get, Jackie's laughing at me. Madison's freaking out. And then the other hand, she does it to the other hand, bites the other finger. Oh, my God, both index fingers are damaged now. I'm like, come on. Oh, my God. Finally get it out of her mouth. Oh, shit. Then scrub, scrub, scrub. I've got this bottle. It's called Wound Wash. You got to get the wound wash in there. Spray that thing. Neosporin it. Oh, God. And then don't bandage it. Don't bandage it because if there's anything in there, it's got to get out. Okay? Oh, my God. Eric Zane Show podcast. How to first aid on a dog wound. Earlier in the day, it was our second ever Frenchie meetup. You can check this video out on Facebook. I linked it up on Twitter as well, and it's on YouTube where we went to the pack. In Comstock Park, Michigan, indoor dog park, freezing cold outside, nice and warm inside. Two or three dozen Frenchies and their owners. My God, it was great. I got to bring my grandkids there. That was great fun. Everybody all masked up before any of you pains in the ass to say, oh, there's Eric again. Do as I say, not as I do. Now, just shut up. I'm following the rules. When they say, yeah, okay, mask up, be socially distant, follow the rules, what more do you want? I did all those things. I don't want to hear one damn complaint about this. Jeez. All right. So there you go. That's the intro of the Eric Zane Show podcast, which finally gets underway after a screwball start. Again, my apologies for that. Thank you for your patience, but we are off and running. Okay, stand by. If you have a business and you would like to be like some of the people in this group behind me, send me an email, eric@ericzaneshow.com. I can put your business front and center, whether it's a business local to West Michigan, or if maybe you've got an online platform that you can service customers anywhere in the United States. I'm your guy, and it's going to cost you a hell of a lot less than radio. And the reach is just as good, because at the end of the day, nobody listens to the radio anymore. You know what they do on shows that actually do have an audience? They don't even listen on the actual radio. They download whatever show they listen to's podcast. They listen like this. No one listens on the radio anymore. The only way that you can listen on the radio is by going in your car and turning the damn thing on, and then you listen for 8 minutes on the way to work, and then that's it. Then they go and they finish the listening day on their computer. That's how people listen. Nobody listens to the actual radio. But you know what they're doing in radio? They still try charge you an incredible amount of money for something that has a exponentially smaller audience. Don't fall for that shit. Nobody's buying it. I mean, literally no one's buying it. Tap in to this show, and I will put you front and center with an audience that's just as big. Eric@ericzaneshow.com. Just like my friends at TC Paintball. All right. Rick, I'm moving on without you. Apparently, the famous last words, Zane, I'll get you a link so people can sign up ahead of time. I can wait no longer. Now, if you get it to me anytime between now and the start of the event, Rick, I can still accommodate you to some degree, but I got to tell these people how to commit. So I don't want to tell them one thing one day and another thing another day. So this is how we're going to do it until further notice. If you want to play paintball on Sunday, the 28th of February at 5 p.m., send me an email. I want to hear from you directly, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Paintball War number 12, the Midwinter Massacre. We're going to do paintball. We're going to do jelly ball. Oh, my God. It's going to be awesome, and it's only going to cost you $35, whether you have a gun or not. Gun, paint, mask. You get all those things plus the field time. $35. Free pizza party beforehand from BC Pizza Grand Rapids on Lake Michigan Drive. What more do you want, man? It's on a Sunday. It's a weekend event. Get the kids. Get ready for fun. I'm playing, of course. I want to take on you in paintball. Reach out to me, eric@ericzaneshow.com, for TC Paintball's Paintball War number 12, the Midwinter Massacre. All right. Thank you also to Irvine's Auto Repair Grand Rapids Hybrid. Need your car repaired, 616-532-6600. If you're in West Michigan, this is where you want to take your car. You want to know exactly where they are. Let's say you're going down 44th Street and just east of 131 by three blocks is a street called Stafford. That's where they are. You just look down the street. There it is. You see the big logo. Looks just like that one above me. Irvine's Auto Repair Grand Rapids Hybrid. And don't just take my word for it. How about the Google reviews, which is the way that the way of the world these days? And they display those proudly and prominently at Irvines.com. If you ever need anything repaired on your vehicle, Irvines in West Michigan, 616-532-6600. Stand by. Need a drink of water. All right. Sorry for the delay. Playing catch up here. It's really weird when you start late like that. Let's see. Rick says, oh boy, we're fighting. Why should, oh boy, he's just going for it. What did I do? I didn't do anything. How could you possibly be pissed at me? Oh boy, we're fighting. Then Rick says, why should this be different from than your opinions? Making a list on a spreadsheet isn't the issue. Having my web guy finish the link is the holdup. Thank you, though. Because Megan says, Eric, I can create Google signups for the paintball. No, it's cool. And Rick, it's not really your fault. Well, it's kind of your fault. I mean, you got to go and kick this guy's ass threaten him with his job or something. I mean, come on, what's the deal? Call it, but give me his phone number. Let me call this guy up and say, how come you're not doing your job, web guy? Holy crap. Jeez. Hey, I got a great idea. What is it? Yeah, we're going to have online signups. Okay, that's good. Yeah, my web guy's fast. Okay, cool. Here I am pulling my dick. Yeah, great. I know it's not your fault. Jeez. At least in theory.
Kind of your fault. Just following your lead.
You told me. Hold on a second. Hey, Siri. Call Rick Steinebach on speaker.
I don't see a Rick Steinebach in your contacts. Who would you like to call?
What do you mean you don't see it? I call the guy all the time. What are you talking about? Yeah, there he is. I don't know how you couldn't get it.
You look so amazing in that sundress.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
Good to hear from you.
So, what are you doing over there? How hard is it? I mean, you told me that this was going to be taken care of.
Okay, I deserve a portion of this. It's my fault. Shit rolls downhill. It goes through me. I'm waiting on a guy, but that's my excuse. It's not your fault.
Okay, so maybe this guy maybe you just kind of like put the cart in front of the horse is what you're saying.
I'm not saying that. Can I say literally really quick? Literally every other time that I've asked him to do anything, it's been done by the next day.
Yeah, is he in jail or something? Is he in jail or something?
No, he's not in jail. He's a pretty upstanding individual. He's not in this state. He's over in Arizona, but I've known him for a long time. He's in the paintball industry, and he does websites. He does a good job. He's got a team on it. I always get this little ticket confirmation that my issue has been resolved, but for some reason, because you're talking about it in front of a bunch of people, there's a delay.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll just continue to do it this way, and then I'll...
Just continue to do it this way. Have them contact you. Send you an email, and when we finally get that link up, we can forward that. And it'll be a soft transition this time. It'll be a hard change.
So we'll do the old-school RSVP until further notice.
Exactly.
Did you watch Daytona 500?
No, I did not.
That's not your thing?
No, it's not. Auto racing is not necessarily my thing. My family is really into auto racing. I got a nephew that drives. My dad used to drive.
Yeah.
But never been really my thing.
Do you think the lady on The Mandalorian should have been fired?
I do not, and I'm not big into cancel culture no matter what. You know, even with...
That's not a cancel.
About Wallen, you were like, how is he going to recover from this? I'm like, you know what? No matter what the situation is, if you let it go, even if you react stupidly and you give it a little time, time heals it.
That's,
you know what I mean?
No, yeah, but it's not
dumb
a...
dumb you are, if you wait long enough, you can come back.
It's not a cancel, though. She got fired. That's different.
No, and I don't... Like I said, I don't believe... I was referencing an earlier one just because I hadn't had a chance to talk to you about it, but I'm not a big believer in cancel culture, no. Unless you really go out there and you advocate for, you know, physical harm to somebody or something. I mean, like I told you before, I think we should have a sense of humor about ourselves.
Oh, no, I think she absolutely should have been fired.
Well, you know, I'd also believe in the fact that if someone's paying your check, they can decide on if they should pay you or not.
There you go.
You know,
that's exactly right. Yep. All right, man. Very good.
This has been fun.
Okay, peace. See ya.
See you, bye.
I don't believe you. You don't think it's fun. Yeah, man, come on. Well, how the hell could she get fired, man? What do you mean? Yeah, I mean, all she did was said that Republicans are like Jews being slaughtered. I mean, how could she possibly be fired for that? This is bullshit that someone gets fired for saying something like that. I mean, okay, go to work and say, yeah, hey, Republicans are like Jews. Good luck with that, you dumb dick. Holy shit. What the fuck is wrong with you people? You're just butthurt because you like curvy girls in your Star Wars universe. You just thought she was because you like hot, curvy chicks who shoot fucking ray guns. The fuck is wrong with you? All right. On to the next thing. Letterman and Lindsay Lohan. She appeared on the show in 2013. This was a little bit removed from all of the heartache she was causing everybody. She kept getting into trouble, though. There, if you were to look at, and I don't want to go and look at her past. I don't have any interest to do that. But if you were to go back, it is a long storied history of just fuck up after fuck up, car wreck, driving without a license, breaking probation. I mean, that was the thing. There was a constant barrage of incidents with her. It's a late bloomer. Took forever to get her act together. All right. Well, she appeared on Letterman's show in 2013. Now, this is what I will say about moments like this. Mandalorian lady, that's a different set of variables than these two stories here. And this is what I mean by that. If you take the lens of 2013 and look at what happened here, and you look at an unedited clip, what I'm going to play for you is an edited clip, so that changes it a little bit. But if you look at it, if you think back to 2013, and in the case of Chris Harrison from The Bachelor 2018, there's a different vibe now. If you take the vibe of now and the lens that people look at shit now and go back into any moment in time, you're going to be like, oh, my God. That's fine. You can do that. But you can't take the people back in the past and then bring their interviews or thoughts or views and then say, for this now, you need to be punished. Under the lens of 2021. You cannot go to 2013 incident, bring it to 2021 in a time machine, and then under that lens scrutinize anyone ever. Okay? When it comes to spoken word things and things like in The Bachelor, which I'll get to that those details in a second. Lohan is on Letterman. And everybody is pissed off. There was I forgot who actually, somebody on Twitter took the interview of Letterman and Lohan and said, oh, my God, I am just mortified at the behavior of David Letterman. Here he is, what he's doing to Lindsay Lohan. Okay. And Trey Taylor is the person who published it. Now, so I watched what this Trey Taylor watched, and it was, again, an edited clip of her entire appearance on Letterman's show, condensed to like 2.5 minutes of all of the questions he's asking her. And he's asking her a lot of very direct questions about rehab and things like that, and I'm going to play it for you. And here's the thing. She seems very playful in this to me. And she's giving it back to him, and it actually is very entertaining to me. I found this to be, and then the only time that I felt like, uh-oh, is, and Letterman could very easily have just thought she was being playful about the whole damn thing because of she was very flirty and playful in the whole fucking thing. She then got upset, and she got tears in her eyes. Now, if you're David Letterman at that point, you're like, oh, fuck. Uh-oh, this might be a problem. Take a listen.
Yeah. Now, aren't you supposed to be in rehab now?
Do you not watch anything that goes on?
I do.
Tabloid now.
Now here's what
May 2nd.
I was under the May 2nd.
Yes. Okay.
Now her giving it right back to him like that. Do you not watch anything? I mean, she's very. They have a rapport. This is not the first time that they've spoken.
And how long will you be in rehab?
3 months.
How many times have you been in rehab?
Several.
And what? How will this time be different? What are they rehabbing, first of all? What is on their list?
That's a great fucking question. That's a great question.
What are they going to work on when you walk through the door?
We didn't discuss this in the pre-interview.
No, but it'll be 3 months, and
you know. No, I think to be honest, I'm the happiest when I'm working and the healthiest, and I think this is an opportunity for me to, you know, focus on what I love in life. And I don't.
She answered it. She did a good job. That's a great answer.
I think it's a bad thing. I think it's a blessing. And
do you have addiction problems?
Okay. Now you sound like Dr. Phil.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is it like alcohol? Do you drink too much?
We've discussed this in the past.
Oh, did we really? When did we discuss?
Well, because
I'm the one who's having the blackouts. What is
that like? I'm just saying.
I ought to be in rehab for the love of God. So now, when you go to the rehab, what do they do?
We have to. We're here for a movie.
We have to what?
She says we're here for a movie to promote the movie.
Let's stay on the positive. Aside from that side.
Nobody wants to hear about the movie. By the way, any celebrity who says, oh, yeah, we're here about the movie, that's code for let's keep talking about this because no one's going to remember when we talk about the movie or for what stupid movie I'm here to promote. They're only going to remember this. This is the best thing you can possibly do if you're promoting a movie, and that is not talk about the movie and actually talk about something interesting.
Positive?
Yeah. All right. I have a list here of things that you've endured. Can I run down a few things?
Oh, can I see them first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks.
You can read them or not.
She just snatched them right out of his hand.
Read them.
Okay.
Clapping.
Up here.
I thought you were going to be nice.
These are the appetizers up here. These are the main courses. There's your desserts down at the bottom. Those are the jokes.
Oh. Yeah, you know?
This is all charming. This is all good at this point. She's laughing hysterically. She's doing great. I would say she's, in my opinion, anything she's done that's crazy, you forget all that shit because she's still cute as hell and she's smart and she's doing a hell of a job holding her own against the guy and he's being a dumbass. Fuck it, man.
Are you okay now? It feels like people should be helping you. Do you have money saved? Therapy? Ask yourself, why always in trouble? You can't make a joke of it.
I'm not joking.
No, you're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Maybe one or two?
No, this is my show now.
He says, no, this is my show now. All right.
So
stop.
Yeah, oh, she's tearing up a little bit. God bless you.
Yeah, you see.
I love
there you,
too.
Go.
All right, that's where it gets. Okay, now, damn it. It's, God. Yeah, I can't say anything that canceling David Letterman now for that is, I mean, it. I think it stands for itself. I think the interaction between those two was all good. I think she did great. I think it seemed like she was playful throughout the whole thing, but everybody is killing Letterman. Now, I think if he goes back and he, at that moment when he makes her cry, I think he should say something at that point. Say, you know, I thought we were doing great or whatever the fuck he wants to say. I don't think that was overly mean in any way, shape, or form. And he might have said something back then. I have no idea. My point is you cannot take the lens of today and look at that and scrutinize him for under today's standards from something that happened back then. And this is all happening. One of the reasons why this is happening is because of that Britney Spears documentary, which now everybody's going back in time and slaughtering Justin Timberlake. And they're like, oh God, holy shit, Britney Spears. All of a sudden everybody gives a shit about her because somebody made a fucking movie about it. And it's like, really? Is that how everything has to be handled? Because if that's the case, I'm fucked. If anybody cared about me and no one does, I would be screwed because I have said so many terrible things in the past that, I mean, that's just how it is. You can't do it that way. Not nearly as ridiculous, but still ridiculous, is the saga of Chris Harrison from The Bachelor, who. The Bachelor is a black dude, and there is one of the contestants was under scrutiny because she posted a picture way back a few years ago when she was at a antebellum themed party. So now again, prior to the group Lady Antebellum and all the shit that went down when they changed their name, nobody had any idea that this was a thing. That the that antebellum, the style of architecture and the way people carried themselves and dressed had something to do with
The hearkening back to that term had something to do with hearkening back to a pre-Civil War era when slavery was still a thing. Nobody knew that. Nobody knew that until that became a story. This contestant on The Bachelor, first of all, Matt James is the star of The Bachelor. And the woman is Rachel Kirkconnell. She was the contestant who was photographed at an Antebellum Plantation-themed fraternity formal in 2018. Now, there is no way in hell that that fraternity did that formal and said, let's make fun of black people who are slaves. That is not how it worked. I can promise you that. It was just how they dressed. And I can promise you no one at that damn party had any racist intentions or anything when they did that damn thing. There's no way. It just wouldn't have happened. Still, she was at it. So now the cancel culture is letting her have it. And then Harrison, he was asked about it. Let me see if I can get this. Hold on a second here. He was asked about the post. And then he said, well, you know, okay, here it is. Here's the interview. I saw a picture of her at a sorority party 5 years ago, and that's it. Earlier this week, Harrison told Extra correspondent and former star of The Bachelorette, Rachel Lindsay, that Kirkconnell's pictures were a long time ago and spoke out against cancel culture. Excuse me. Damn it. Quote, I saw a picture of her at a sorority party 5 years ago, and that's it. Like, boom, Harrison said, adding, I'm like, really? Lindsay replied, well, that picture was from 2018 at an old South Antebellum party. That's not a good look. Harrison replied, well, Rachel, is it a good look in 2018 or is it not a good look in 2021? Because there's a big difference. Lindsay says, it's not a good look ever. If I went to that party, that what would I represent at that party? Harrison says, you're 100% right in 2021. That was not the case in 2018. And again, I'm not defending. I just know that, I don't know, 50 million people did that in 2018. That was a type of party that a lot of people went to. Again, I'm not defending it. I didn't go to it. Okay. That was it. He's out. This guy's been there forever. He can't do the show anymore. And now the way he's not doubling down in any way. He is rolling over like a puppy dog exposing his belly. Oh, man, this is awful. He says this historic season of The Bachelor should not be marred or overshadowed by my mistakes or diminished by my actions. Ugh. To that end, I have consulted with Warner Brothers and ABC. There you go. All that. When they say I have consulted with so-and-so and so-and-so, that means they said you step down and admit that you were wrong and say you're sorry or you're fired. And then maybe you can come back. Oh, my God. This is embarrassing. I will be stepping aside for a period of time and will not join for the After the Final Rose special. My God. In Saturday's post, Harrison wrote that he was deeply remorseful for the pain and damage his ignorance had brought to his friends, colleagues, and strangers alike. I mean, if you had an antebellum party now, yes, you're in trouble. His point was made. I don't understand how this can even be a thing. He says to the black community, to the BIPOC community, I am so sorry. My words were harmful. I am listening, and I truly apologize for my ignorance and any pain it caused you. Oh, God. Fuck that. I want to give my heartfelt thanks to the people from these communities who I've had enlightening conversations with over the past few days. This is now I'm going to get canceled. Great. This is bullshit. Kirkconnell, she apologized Thursday night, wrote that her ignorance was racist, and that she didn't recognize how offensive and racist my actions were. Oh, my God. This is not okay. This is horrible. You know, And I'm as diverse as anybody when it comes to shit like this. But if you, I can promise you, she had no idea. Nobody in their right mind would go to a party knowing how racist that is. No one. You cannot hold the spotlight of 2021 on a 2018 activity, or if in David Letterman's case, a 2013 activity that took place. You can't. Not okay. And now this guy has to. Oh my God. He can't be on the show anymore. Absolutely ridiculous. Unacceptable. Holy shit. If you think I'm wrong, I want to hear from you. Eric@ericzaneshow.com. Man. Shows on Patreon after this. Patreon.com/Eric Zane just released another edition of the Lost Zane Recordings. It was a good one. It featured some Pellerito handiwork on the editing. A lot of fun. Check it out at Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Also the home of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, where we had another hell of a time on Friday. Check it out for just $5 or $10 a month. $5 is the full audio archive. The 10 is the audio, the video, and the live streams. I suggest trying it out. And if it sucks, you cancel it. And then it does not auto renew at the end of the month. You still get that month that you paid for. And then if you like it, though, sign up for the year. And you save 10%, and anybody can do that. If you've been a member on Patreon for the longest time and you want to save yourself some money, you can convert it at any time. Just go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. Okay. A&E Heating and Cooling online at aeheatingcooling.net. Call up Joe Martinez in West Michigan, 616-516-8579 for an after-hour service call, or if you just need any work done, maybe a new installation of a furnace or an air conditioning setup. A&E Heating and Cooling, the main suppliers in West Michigan of the device that everybody's clamoring for to keep their home air clean, the Remy Halo. R-E-M-E, the Remy Halo. Joe installs that device in 45 minutes. All the other service folks in town that are not Joe Martinez will charge you close to $1,000 for this. Joe's going to charge you $750, but an additional $100 off when you mention the show. Okay? 616-516-8579. The Remy Halo destroys viruses like the coronavirus. It does destroy the coronavirus. It destroys bacteria. It destroys allergens, pathogens that are floating through the air, pet dander. Turns them into harmless hydrogen peroxide molecules, which then get stuck in the filter trap. Change that thing monthly. The air in your home is cleaner, especially important in the winter months when the home is all shut up. The Remy Halo. Call up Joe and ask about it. 616-516-8579. And then it's time to work out at Byron Center, F45 in Byron Center, Michigan. Work out for free for one full week at F45training.com/Byron Center. I got to get back over there, shoot another video of the workouts. Zero COVID cases, zero contact tracing needed because it's a healthy place. They work extra hard to make sure that that place is sanitized. When you walk in, okay, you got your mask on, you get in your 10 by 10 tile, you don't leave. You take off your mask, all your equipment for the workout is surrounding you, and then you just follow the workout instructor that is on the video monitor that is correspondent with your tile, and then meanwhile, the staff goes around, helps you if you're struggling with any of the exercises. It's awesome. F45 in Byron Center, Michigan, F45training.com/Byron Center. Okay. A couple things. Here we are, a week and a day removed from the Super Bowl. The video of Tom Brady throwing the trophy from the one boat to the next, the Super Bowl trophy. This is going to sound ridiculous, but the daughter of the guy who made the first trophy is outraged. She has fired up the outrage machine, and she is demanding an apology from Tom Brady because he tossed the trophy to the other boat, which was then caught and is fine. She thinks that him doing that is horrible, and he needs to be held accountable. Listen to this.
made you catch your breath or maybe even guffaw. Ah, Tom Brady throwing that Lombardi trophy across the water at that boat parade in Tampa. But tonight, a Southwest Florida woman is telling our Leslie Delaspor why she does not see this as a laughing matter at all.
Idiot. One thing about Tom Brady, he knows how to throw and catch a football. But tonight, one Fort Myers woman says Brady's latest throw insulted her family's legacy.
I have a big history of this trophy being made by my father, and it's such an honor. And I know all the craftsmen that made it when my dad was there also at Tiffany's. And it takes a lot of work, a lot of hard work, a lot of hours go into it. It just really upset me that this trophy was disgraced and disrespected by being thrown as if it was a real football.
You heard that right. Lorraine Gross's father, Greg Gross, was the master.
I ought to kick your goddamn ass, you fat, funky bitch. You need to get up off your fat ass and lose some of that goddamn weight.
Tiffany and Company, that crafted the world-famous Vince Lombardi trophy back in 1967 until his retirement in
1994.
Gross tells us she's upset because she knows all the hard work that goes into making this coveted trophy awed by the world.
Yeah, I didn't sleep for the past two nights because of this. I was that upset.
You need to learn how to suck some goddamn dick.
I know the passion that goes into this trophy and how...
You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
My dad and all his fellow silversmiths are so proud to make this.
Come on!
I've seen this trophy being made at the factory in Tiffany's. My father did the seams. He had to chisel the seams by hand. There is a newspaper article that shows him working on that trophy, chiseling.
Horse-faced lesbians.
And the ball is hand-formed as the base is as well.
Rose says she's not a football fan and doesn't pay much attention to the game, but she watches it till the end for one specific reason.
I only watch the game to watch the
cool story, horrible bitch.
Trophy come out, and I like to see all the owners and the football players just hold it up with such pride and just hold it up and show everybody. And it's
anybody
just,
else want to strangle this lady?
Shut your fucking mouth, bitch!
I get goosebumps. Like right now, I'm getting goosebumps from it because it's I'm very proud.
And tonight, Gross has one message for the seven-time Super Bowl champion.
This has nothing to do with
get the fuck out of here.
Your athletic ability whatsoever. It has everything to do with disrespecting a highly coveted trophy that a lot of work goes into by the silversmiths and all the other team players. I personally would like an apology, not just to me and my family and the other silversmiths, but to the fans, to all the fans out there, all the football fans, the other team players.
In Fort Myers, Leslie Delaspor, Fox 4 News.
Wow. Oh, my God. So if you're Tom Brady... She's demanding an apology from Tom Brady. Oh, yeah. Was it the year before or 2 years earlier, Gronkowski used it as a baseball bat? Remember that one? And he, like, put a dent in it? She probably didn't pay attention to that story. But, oh, my God. Oh, what a, Oh, man. I'm guessing there is a path of destruction of probably three or four husbands. She's never married. Anybody who ever was could have been. They're like, oh man, bullet dodged. What a handful. I want an apology because I saw Tom Brady throw the Super Bowl trophy. What a bunch of shit. Oh my God. I don't know. It seems like today in particular, there is just so much horse shit needs to be talked about. In this podcast, what the fuck is wrong with people? My God. All right, speaking of the Super Bowl, you remember the guy that ran on the field? He wasn't really a streaker. I mean, he's wearing the frickin' a chick's bathing suit. Put on your pants, my man. That was great. And then the security detail chasing him. And every guy on the security detail looked like the before pictures on, like, some type of weight loss intervention, trying to catch this guy who looks like he's in reasonably good shape. They had no chance. Yuri Andrade is his name. There was the rumor that he put a $50,000 bet on the prop bet that there was going to be a streaker on the field. And a lot of people were like, well, there's no way because once you put that money on, there's no bookie that's going to pay that out because they think something's up. And sure enough, something would have been up. It turns out, though, this guy was smarter than that. And if he had just kept his mouth shut, he would have done it. But he fucked himself up here. He knew this. He knew that you can't just take $50,000 and put it on one bet. He had several people, friends of his, who he said, all right, I'm going to give you some money once I win because I'm going to run on the field. But he had several people making small bets, smart, to not tip off the odds makers. But then he started to talk. And as soon as he started to tip his own hand, that was it. All the bets were null and void. Unbelievable. He screwed himself. Yuri Andrade, the fan, had a pretty successful run as far as streakers go. He apparently also was in cahoots with that with the porn star or the online porn company or something like that. So he had the he was getting paid for the logo of that guy on there, the Russian dude who has like a porn platform. And then it talks about that. He had a $50,000 wager that would have earned him $374,000. And then many, many people questioned it. He told a Tampa radio station. That's where he got into hot water. He started talking, and he was on the frickin' radio in the plus 750 odds to win. According to a report from AJ Perez at Front Office Sports, they were working to identify the accounts, and then they did just that. They refunded those that wagered there would not be a fan on the field, and then they nulled out any of the bets that were made that they think had something to do that had early knowledge of the bet because of this guy tipping off his friends and saying, "I want you to bet this money." So ultimately, it looks like that plan to bet on himself is not going to be a payday or anything, but it would have had he just kept his mouth shut. I mean, and at the end of the day, who gives a shit? You're beating the odds makers. But he screwed himself up. So other than just getting his 5 minutes of fame and whatever he got from the guy who has the porn platform, he is out $50,000 after all of this. Man, incredible. I just don't gamble. I should be careful because I'm going to be having a very, very close to having a gambling website on the podcast. I'll just say, yeah, gamble conservatively. Don't get gamble wisely. Gamble responsibly, please. Thanks again to everybody who signed up on Cameo for the Valentine's weekend. That was great. I appreciate that. I think I had like six or seven of you just came in like a flurry of activity. Thank you so much. What are you waiting the last minute for? My God, I barely got them all done. Cameo.com/Eric Zane. Please do it on the Cameo app or your desktop at Cameo.com/Eric Zane. Those are the two ways. You do it through any other means, I lose money. And I don't make any money hardly on those in the first place. But I know it sounds pathetic, but that's how I keep the family fed. Cameo.com/Eric Zane. Thank you. Also important for you to bang on the door of my sponsors. And thank you so much in advance if you are having Troy Ginzer from Tag Accounting do your taxes. I appreciate that. 616-301-9516. Online at tagcpa.net. We're getting close to the end. But that doesn't mean you are out of time. Reach out to Troy. Either send him an email, troy@tagcpa.net, or call him at that number, 616-301-9516, to have him and his staff make your taxes a very easy process, either for your business or for personal taxes anywhere in the United States. Tag Accounting online at tagcpa.net. And then finally, my friends at the Kent County Health Department, they are working tirelessly trying to get people vaccinated. I have a link set up on my website for the Kent County Health Department, or you can just go to accesskent.com. Cleveland.com/health for anything COVID related, either how to get your vaccine if you are in the state of Michigan and in the appropriate spot in the line, or if you need a test. AccessKent.com/health. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to the Kent County Health Department. Okay. The word insurrection has been big trouble. We need look no further than Chuck Schumer when the articles of impeachment were being laid out. Do you remember this one?
Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
But the best part about Schumer when he did that was when he said erection, he kind of like shook his head like, you idiot, and then said insurrection. So he fixed it. Megan from Irvine's Auto Repair Grand Rapids Hybrid, she was tipped off that her mother, Jamie, the owner of Irvine's, was watching Wood TV 8 yesterday, and the multi-talented Heather Walker did this exact same thing last night on our local channel. And then, so I said to Megan, I go, oh my God, back up the DVR and get me footage of that. Hold your phone up to the TV. She goes, it's my mom. I go, well, have her do it. So Jamie did it, sent it to me and sent it to Megan. Megan sent it to me, and now you're going to hear it. This happened last night. Heather Walker.
Fallout for both parties after President Trump was acquitted from inciting an insurrection in his second impeachment trial.
Oh my God, it is awesome. Oh shit. You gotta slow down on that one. So now we have two, Schumer and Heather Walker, inciting an erection. Diana incited an erection this weekend. How about that? Sorry. Too much information, Zane. Okay. I have a return to PA pranks. Zaniac Mike Pellerito, the first Zaniac. He did this. And it references Kenny in Nashville. All right. Here you go.
Hi, yeah. I sent my dad up to the store to get a couple things for a project that we're working on. And I forgot to tell him a couple things, but he left his phone here. Do you guys possibly still page people in the store? Okay, perfect. His last name is Ma Back. Is that not Ma? Like Ma Back.
Ma Back.
M-U-H-B-A-C-K. Ma Back.
I'm wondering if the Eurythmics song in the background is going to give me a YouTube ticket.
I will just page him and tell him.
His first name is... You probably need his first name, too.
Station 659.
His first name is Aw-Man.
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 Aw-Man, my back.
Alright, so I can just page him and ask him to come to the service desk, and when he gets up here, then just ask him to call you?
That'd be fine. That'd be perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Yep, I can do that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too.
Listen to this.
Bye.
Good audio here.
Aman Mabak, please come to the service desk. Aman Mabak, to the service desk.
Aman Mabak. Oh, babe.
Meyer has been setting the standard stretch for over 85
years. Well,
fucking time. Right. Hey, I can hear him say it's about fucking time or so. I'm guessing he waited a while. I feel your pain, and you're feeling my pain, Mike, because, oh, my God, that bit, for the amount of time that it ran, oh, the amount of effort and time consumed to get those. Because sometimes you can go through the whole process, you wait there forever, and then they don't say it, or they say it wrong, or they only say the last name. It's like, fuck it, I'm not doing it anymore. But, all right, thank you very much. Well done. If you ever want to do any more, go ahead and just, you can even go ahead and use some of the old names if you want, if you're bored. If you're bored, this is how you can become famous on the Eric Zane Show podcast. It requires your phone underneath the speaker in whatever store that you're in. Coming up with a name. You can use an old school PA prank name if you want. It doesn't matter to me. And then you got to record it on another recording device. So you got another phone. Grab your kid's phone or your wife's phone and get ready to be bored as you're talking to them. But, yeah, because I can't play the old ones. I get in big trouble for that shit. So there you go. Well done. By the way, as I'm putting the wraps on the show, I forgot to award the asshole of the day. And today it is, I'm just writing, Silversmith's daughter, the lady who was bitching about the stupid trophy. Congratulations, you have won today's asshole of the day. What an asshole. Okay. Your email of the day is brought to you by Forever Lawn, West Michigan. You may have seen the folks over at Forever Lawn, West Michigan hanging out at the Frenchie meetup in the video that I shot. Thank you very much for that, hanging out with us. Forever Lawn, West Michigan, online at foreverlawn.com/WMI. This one comes to us from Randall. Randall is the one who sent the email about the lady who's butthurt about Tom Brady chucking the trophy from boat to boat. So thank you very much for that link on the story. He also writes, Eric, I want to take this opportunity to tell you that you have said some stuff on your show that would have offended my mom and dad. Both are dead, and they have never heard your show. Nevertheless, I demand that you apologize for saying things that would have offended them. You have insulted my family legacy. Also, Seth Wheeler invented toilet paper. I did not know his family, but every time you wipe, you offend his family legacy, and I am offended by that. Please, sir, I demand you apologize. Thank you, Randall. All right, we got it done. That is it. The Eric Zane Show podcast is in the books for this Monday, the 15th of February. We got a ride into work song. Take care of that on the audio podcast. And I'll be back for the Patreon. All right, folks, thank you so much for being part of this one. Till next time, thank you very much. Bye-bye.